fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 4th day of June, year of our Lord, 2021, welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, go backpacking. Now, I don't mean camp out of the back of a car or a truck. No, go backpacking, where everything you need for 2 or 3 days, maybe 4 or 5 days, you carry on your back. That's a great way to learn how to live outdoors, prepare shelter, prepare food, take care of personal hygiene matters. And if you live in an area where you're not the top of the food chain, where there's brown bears and such as that, you need to know how to protect yourself as well. All right. First hour Fridays, we talk about emergency survival communications, ham radio. We do that with my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with emergency survival communications, ham radio, and related topics. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. How's it doing? How are you doing today?
Well, it sounds like I might be getting more sleep than you, sir.
I think you probably are.
Well, I know you're diligent about getting these energy cleaners squared away, and it's been a challenge, hasn't it?
Really has, John. You would have just never thought that the supply of components would be in short supply, and that's the way it is. It's just really hard getting the chips, the micro computer chips that are used for, well, that product and many others. There's just a global shortage right now.
Well,
it's tough.
Would it be really a fair statement that these same items are used in ham radio equipment, sir?
Well, I'm sure they are.
Right.
Well, almost all types of products, yes. Very
well,
true.
Point being, If this goes on very much longer, I mean, you and I don't know what kind of inventory these ham radio manufacturers have, but at some point, if it goes on very long, it's going to affect production and availability of ham radios, won't it, sir?
I would think so. It could possibly do that. I think some of the higher-end chips are still available. I haven't really checked inventory on those, but the smaller ones that I use, and they're used in a lot of automotive products, those are in very short supply.
Well, people need to keep that in mind. If they want a particular radio, they may want to be getting it now rather than wait and find out they waited too long. And the word we like to use among a number of topics is procrastination, don't we?
That's right.
That's yes, right.
You need to pay attention to all this.
Moving on from there, our favorite website to get people introduced is the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org website. And the once-a-year event is coming up the last weekend of June, June 26th and 27th, the Field Day, a nationwide event where thousands of men and women, boys and girls, go to a public park, maybe their backyard, and they set up a station outside, sometimes running 24 hours a day for those 2 days, sometimes not quite that long. And it's a learning event, a social event, and a fun event, isn't it, Tom?
It is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I believe it runs for a straight 24-hour period. Maybe it's longer, I don't know, but they have they give you time to get set up, get everything going, and then it starts their official start time, and then it takes off from there. But it's quite an event. It's probably the biggest thing they do all year for the ham operators, and it's been going on for a long time. And it's a simulated emergency type event. Everybody's operating their stations under emergency conditions, using generator power, battery power, solar power, anything except utility power. So although there is a class of station, you are allowed to use regular utility power, but it doesn't help your score. You get a very low multiplier. And the fuse battery power, solar backup, things like that, you get the highest multiplier. If you use low power, they call that QRP, if you use low power and battery, that will give you the highest multiplier so that you can score the highest, much higher score with fewer contacts.
Right.
But it really is it's quite an event, John. I don't get too involved in it anymore, but I used to years ago. I'd go every year, and they'd have multiple stations set up for different frequency bands, and sometimes the larger clubs would have an operator and then somebody else that would listen and Ryan enter the contacts in the logbook. So all the operator had to do was focus on exchanging the information required for each contact, and they get it logged.
The event begins on Saturday at 1800 UTC, which I believe is the same as Greenwich Mean Time, isn't it? I'm pretty sure.
Same. Yes, it is. That's right.
Which is Greenwich, England, and goes to 2059 UTC Sunday. So it's looks like about 27 hours. It looks like.
Okay.
You can look up those times. I think here in Central Time Zone, I believe we're 5 hours behind.
Well,
them.
It changes with daylight savings time,
it's
5 or 6 hours. Some of the newer equipment, actually, they have clocks built into it with GPS updates, and it actually... we'll keep
it's your 5 hours. Your, I just checked into my clock here. It's 5 hours.
Yeah. In the winter, it's 6 hours.
Right. So regardless, you can look up those times and figure that out. And at the ARRL website, there's a you can find the the location of the nearest location, the location of the nearest field setup that will be participating, and you can just travel there. They may want you to contact them first, but if you just show up, I'm sure you'd be welcome, wouldn't you, Tom?
I would think so, because that's the idea, is to get people to see this and take an interest in it. Many times television stations will show up, radio stations show up, newspaper reporters, and they'll take pictures and interview people, and many times it'll be put on the local news. Some of the people being interviewed, and they'll show all the activities going on. And the idea is to spark some interest, and so I always ask that anybody that has young people in the house that are still school students that might be interested in something like this, get them over there, let them see what's going on, and you might spark some interest in them.
Right. Well, they have a map of the United States here with little red, kind of orange, I guess more orange markers all over the United States showing the location. And I'm just going to click on one here. Let's see. I'll just pick one here. Athens, Georgia. And then we got the Athens Radio Club, 915 Hawthorne Avenue, Athens, Georgia. Telephone number, a contact name, and a contact email, and a website. So that's just one. It looks like we got a caller on hold here, Tom. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Mr. Berryhill. I have a question about connecting an antenna tuner. Many months ago, Mr. Berryhill recommended me that ICOM AH4 tuner. So I have bought it, and I have an ICOM 7300. That is a software-defined radio setup for a transceiver. So my question is that I already have a long wire sloping antenna that is definitely more than 7 meters long, as the AH4 instructions require, but it is already connected via a BALUN, that is the BALUN, and of course the termination is a PL259 connector. But when I see the instructions for the AH4, it seems that I'll have to remove that PL259 connector and make a new one going from inside the AH4 to the transceiver. So what do I do with that existing 259 connector and the coaxial cable which comes from the BALUN?
Okay. Now, I don't think that you'll even need the BALUN. And
okay.
For people listening, a BALUN, it's spelled B-A-L-U-N, and that stands for balanced to unbalanced.
Yes.
And a
yes.
Coaxial cable transmission line is an unbalanced system. You will use the coax cable to go from the AH4 to the transceiver, to the radio
yes.
itself. And then from that point, your long wire antenna will go, there's a high voltage type connector on that, on top of the AH4, and you
yes.
just connect that single wire to that. You should have a good ground as well.
Yeah, I have a good ground. That is, I have driven, 8 or 10 foot steel rod in the lawn.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
So I have a good ground. So do I just use the center core of the existing coaxial cable, or I should remove that coaxial cable altogether?
No, there's a pretty nice piece of coax cable that comes with the AH4. I think
yes,
it's about 20 feet long, 20 or 25 feet long, and I
yes,
would
sir.
Mount the AH4 outside your house, and
okay.
then that long wire just goes up. However you have that strung out in a tree or between
yeah.
two poles or whatever you have, just connect one end of that to that that high voltage connector on the AH4 tuner, or it's or antenna coupler. It's called it could be called either, and then the ground goes to the frame. It's right in the instructions. It shows you where to connect the ground cable to the AH4, and then the coax cable goes from. There's a connector that you can screw that PL259 into, and then it comes out of the case. Make sure you thread everything. You have to solder that on. They instruct you how to solder the connector on there. But you got to make sure that you put it through the. There's a waterproof type connector.
Like a
thread the cable through there,
connection,
and then bring that connection into the house. And then there's also. There's also a multi-conductor cable. That's the control cable that comes with the coax, and then that plugs right. You said an ICOM 7200,
7300.
Oh, 7300. That should have a socket right on the back.
Yes, sir.
And you plug right into that with that cable, and then the PL259 on the coax plus. It screws right into the antenna socket on the radio. That's all there is to it. And you can set the radio up to automatically tune if you just push the microphone button one time, your transmit button one time, it will automatically. Now, what it does is it turns the transmitter power down very low, and then it makes the adjustment and compensates for any tuning that's required.
Okay,
and then it reverts back to high power on the transmitter. Okay. So it tunes it up in just in some cases about 1 second. Now the antenna I have is a long wire. I have it strung up. It goes up vertical about.
Yeah, you have said that you use the trees in your land to set up that antenna, but
that's right.
I have a sloping one, so at one end. It is connected to like an eggshell connector, and the other end goes through our attic. And from the attic, we have currently the balun and then the coaxial cable. So it seems I should get rid of the existing coaxial cable altogether.
I would not even use the balun. You can, and I've seen installations where they will use. Like a 4-to-1 balun. There's all different types of balun too. But with the AH4, the way I have mine set up, it just a coax cable from the transceiver, and a control cable for the tuner goes out to the outside, and on the outside of the building is the AH4, and then there's a white high voltage connector, like a post on top, and that. That wire, just a single wire, hooks onto that, and then and I use a strain relief you don't want to put any tension on that, so you use a strain relief, which is nothing more than an insulator tied off.
Yes.
And then that wire goes up in my case, it's almost like what's called an inverted L. It goes almost straight up over the top of a tree, and then across a large span to another tree.
Okay.
It's about 350 feet long is the wire that I use, and it works very well.
Okay. Yeah, at this time, the trouble I have is that after the balun, I have threaded that coaxial cable through the crawl space and behind the wall, so on and so forth. So it'll be a little bit of work to pull that coaxial cable out and remove that balun. I think it is 2:1 balun, I think, from a few thousand ohms to 50 ohms. So that's my situation at this time.
Okay.
Did we cover your question there, Amit?
Yeah, I think Mr. Berryhill did it very well.
Well, thank you for the call, Amit. And best of luck on your project there. We appreciate that. We have a break.
Thank you, Mr. Berryhill.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Do Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Friday, the 4th day of June. Sunday will be D-Day, by the way, the largest amphibious landing invasion in modern times. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The threat of EMP is clear and present danger. You get a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications. We're talking about ham radio and related topics. If you got a question or comment about this topic, we'll try to stay on topic as best we can. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Tom, the ham radio hobby is attracts all kinds of men and women. You've got blue-collar workers. We've got members of foreign royalty. Hollywood stars and personalities, rich people, poor people, all kinds of people in countries all over the planet. Right, Tom?
Oh, that's really true, John. And occasionally you'll hear some of these people on the air. You can even talk to them, but problem is everybody else tries to call them at the same time because they're that popular, so it makes it difficult. But yes, there's it's amazing. You can look up the list of celebrities that are ham radio operators, and it's some of the names on there may really surprise you.
Yep. And we mentioned this before, but we always got new listeners. For you home, there's been about a 700% increase in homeschooling the past 18 months or so. And people are discovering that they can do it, that they like it, and that they're going to keep doing it, even with the public schools open and private schools, as far as that goes. So for you homeschoolers out there, ham radio can be incorporated into the homeschool curriculum to help youngsters learn electronics, mathematics, soldering skills, and of course, ham radio skills in general, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. And it's quite a training ground for young people to learn about all types of technology, but especially communications and electronics in general, and get some hands-on skills as well. So it's quite an education. It would be great for anybody that's homeschooling.
It would be. Our next caller is Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Al.
Here we have, like on Thursdays and Saturdays, used to be on Tuesdays, but Thursdays and Saturdays we have what's called a swap shop where you can trade, sell, or what giveaway or whatever on the radio. Well, yesterday I heard a guy that has a bunch of ham stuff, so I wrote this number down for Tom, because I figured he might be interested in just calling and finding out what kind of stuff he has, in case he has some kind of stuff that he'd be interested in. So, Tom, if you have something to write with, I'll give you this number.
Yeah, go ahead.
304-678-5081.
Okay. I got it.
John,
did they say what they had?
They said he had multiple ham stuff, ham radio stuff. So, other than that, I don't know anything about it. I didn't call the guy.
You ought to look into some of that yourself if you have any interest.
Well, I'm not educated enough. I mean, when it comes to ham radios, my dad was into it big time. Probably if I gave you his call number, you'd probably remember what you'd probably have talked to him. But
do you remember his call sign?
Oh, goodness sakes! I'd have to look. He's got cards all over. But I'd have to think about it and probably get with you next Thursday to make sure I'm telling you proper. But anyhow, I just thought maybe. You know, in West Virginia, you can get a lot of old stuff. So you might be something there that you want to play with or work with. Or I have no idea what this guy's got. I didn't call him. So, and I wouldn't know anyways. I'm just not that, you know. But anyhow, that's what. Did you notice, John, that I gave that phone number out slow?
I did. Thank you, sir.
Okay. I wish people would start doing that more often. When they give out a number, because half the time I can't catch up with you guys.
Yep.
All right, thank you. That's all I have.
Thanks for the call, Al. We appreciate it. Calling us 512-248-8252. Well, it sounds like that may be an estate sale. It's hard to say until you talk to the people, but it may be a bunch of one or two useful pieces there. Maybe you don't know until you inquire, do you, Tom?
That's right. Got to look into it.
Here's our bottom of the hour break. The call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm off forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
I'm back. Okay, we are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a lot there. Always adding to it. I like to mention for you new listeners, the daily intelligence briefing updated every 24 hours. A friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent I met while I was working on a homicide, he puts this together. It's dozens of articles every day. Depending on what part of the world you want to check out, you can check it out. United States, Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, the Middle East. It's all there with these daily updates. And, of course, the rocket stove, a wood-burning stove that puts out no smoke. We'll be talking about that the third hour. And last but not least, the energy cleaner. It's a marvelous healing device. And we just happen to have with us Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer. And I just took delivery, Tom, of 24 mattress pads yesterday. So I've got a nice complete inventory. waiting for energy cleaners to be manufactured and delivered to me so I can get these back orders caught up, which people have been very patient. We have a nationwide issue with shortages in all kinds of areas, lumber, computer chips, steel, and so forth. But, Tom, we're being diligent and getting these things caught up as quick as we can, aren't we, sir?
We sure are, John. They're just about ready. And, you know, I've got small supplies of chips, stragglers, a few coming in here and there. It's been really tough finding them, but I'm doing it. So I've got some connections from past years being in manufacturing, and you kind of know who's got what. And I've talked to some of these people and talked them out of a handful here and there. So it's coming together.
Okay, good to know. Well, check out the details at my website, ladies and gentlemen. The Energy Cleaner will help you get past the arthritis pain, help you get a great night's sleep. It's only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. Details at my website. You can place your order using PayPal. Why do I like PayPal so much? Well, here's why. You're not giving up your credit card information. It's the safest way to make any payment online. Plus, keep in mind, I got a 90-day money-back guarantee. The order line to order your own energy cleaner, your mattress pad, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're talking about emergency survival communications, ham radio, related topics, and the field day. This is a once-a-year event. If you miss it the last weekend of this month, well, you missed it for a whole year, haven't you, Tom?
That's right. So it's right around the corner, and it'd be a wise thing to look into it if you are interested in ham radio and you want to see how all this works. This would be a perfect way to come up to speed pretty quick. You'll see them on the air. You can listen to the actual communications, see how the equipment's set up. Temporary antennas will be set up. If you get there early enough, you'll see these club members setting all the equipment up, and you'll notice how quickly it happens. So it's a pretty good educational event, as well as a lot of fun. There's barbecuing going on and other activities and a lot of just standing around and talking and discussing the whole event. And a lot of war stories going back and forth, and, you know, you name it, it's happening.
Right, right. Well, a question that comes up a lot that I get is, John, how can I meet people of like mind? Well, 9 out of 10 people involved in ham radio are interested to a greater or lesser extent in preparedness, aren't they, Tom?
That's really true. I've noticed that myself, is that ham operators are typically really interested in preparedness and, of course, emergency communications. And so on. So there's a lot to be discussed, and you'll meet many people of like mind if you go to a field day event or a ham radio club meeting. You can meet a lot of these people.
I know following 9/11/01, there was a surge of new members all over the country involved in ham radio, men and women who figured out real quick the vulnerability of our country, the vulnerability of the cell phone and telephone system. The first 3 days following 9/11/01, you could not make a phone call in New York City. You simply couldn't do it. It's called system overload, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, that's right. And you may have a good signal for a cell phone. May show on the phone that the signal's there, but there's just no service available. And it could be in emergency conditions that the powers that be can shut the system down, so they're the only ones that can use it. And that's always a problem with a cell phone. If I still have a landline phone, but the cell phones, they seem to be taking over. And I know so many people, John, that don't even have a landline, and they only use a cell phone.
So, well, that's becoming the norm, Tom.
It really is. Yes, it is. And in a way, yeah. I don't blame them. It's actually cost-effective. It costs you a lot less to have a cell phone.
Well, here locally, we have the Steelville Telephone Exchange, and I've got the the new phone book here, and I got the old phone book, and it's, I would say, just estimating about half the size of the previous phone book, with the listings, you know, the advertising section is about the same, but the listings of landline telephones has decreased dramatically. And as the cell towers reach out into their more remote parts of the county, more and more people are just dropping their landlines. They figure, well, I don't need two telephones. I just need one telephone, and that's going to be a cell phone. Right, Tom?
That's right. And, you know, the landlines, the ones we have here, they're actually on fiber optic, and they're a voice over internet type. They used to be, John, when we moved here, it's going on, it was 23 years ago, I remember getting the phone service, and the lady at the, we went to the phone company to set up the service. It was a little bitty building right across the street from the police department, and the size of maybe a large garage, very well-built building, and they had a tall tower. The tower's still there. They had a microwave dish on top, and it took that whole phone exchange for that small town and then transmitted it over to headquarters by microwave. But everything else was copper lines, and we had copper lines for years. But I remember the lady telling me, oh, this is your lucky day. You won't have to have a party line. They, 2 months prior to us moving here, they had discontinued using party lines. You know, otherwise, we would have had a party line. So, and it's gone all the way from that to now fiber optic cable. In fact, they're starting to put fiber optics straight into houses around here. For a rural area, that's quite an advancement. And there is, and I'm outside of town, but the fiber optic runs right up that, right up the Blacktop Road. And so the copper line from my house goes underground across the road into that cabinet. From there, it signals into the internet and on a fiber optic line. It's quite advanced. I'll tell you what, the copper lines worked better. I really think they did. They worked a lot better. But now it's all gone over to internet connections and all this, and sometimes there's echoes and all kinds of noise on there. But all in all, it's not bad. I still like the copper lines. I like the old stuff. I still have a 1959 rotary dial phone that I use occasionally. I just mainly use it to answer calls, but sometimes I dial out. You show that to some younger person, and they don't know what to do.
Right, right. Well, when I was a boy, my grandmother, she had a large wood telephone on the wall. It was about 2 feet tall and 10 inches wide with a crank on the side.
You know, they, John, the phone company here, I think they started it. It's in Sullivan, Missouri, Fidelity Communications. They started it. And I had done some business with them. I used to make transmission equipment for T1 lines for phone companies, and I did sell a little bit to them. But they sold out just two or three years ago, and I think they sold that company for $530 million, something like that. But it's still a pretty good company to do business with. But they, they sold, and I guess the owner is now, it's a descendant. You know, it was, it's gone through,
right.
It stayed
right
in the family, but it was basically family owned all the way up until recent times. And but they were, their customer service was excellent. You know, you could call for service, and sometimes they'd be out in 15 minutes. It was amazing. But the equipment always worked quite well, and it's I would kid them about it sometimes, and because occasionally I can't get a dial tone early in the morning, and maybe that's the CIA boys and all that listening in. Maybe didn't have the switches flipped right or something, I don't know. But anyway, sometimes that happens, and like various noises and all that. Sometimes the advancement technology isn't always that good. And as far as ham radio goes, I still like operating CW or Morse code, because it's the simplest form of communications. And in, under very, very bad conditions, it will be most likely the only signals that would get through.
Right, right. Well, once again, going back to 9/11/01, men and women all over the country learned that they can't always depend on telephones. So there was a surge of interest, a surge of new members in ham radio clubs, people studying to get their ham radio license. I know at about the same time, not long after that, actually it was a number of years after that, I was driving around my daughter's neighborhood to find the largest ham radio antenna that I could, and I did. It was about four blocks from her home. And I looked up the guy, I called up, made an appointment to come and talk to him and introduce myself as a fellow ham, and made arrangements for him to be send and receive messages from my daughter if there was a crisis, because she's not a ham radio operator and is not going to be one. And he was very pleasant and agreeable to doing that. And so I wanted to make sure I could talk to my daughter and she could talk to me during a crisis. And that's what I did, Tom.
I think that was a really good idea. And there's a lot of arrangements like that that have been made over the years. John, and way back, they used to do phone patches, not too much anymore, but they would do phone patches and tie people into the phone, and they would let them talk all the way from halfway around the world. A lot of the people in Vietnam were able
That's
to
right.
talk back home that way.
And
you could hear
Mars.
Them on the air. You could listen
to
them.
That was a Mars system, M-A-R-S, Mars system. Is what
that's
was.
Where the bulk of it went through, yes. So they would patch them in through Mars, and that was a military affiliate radio system. That's still in operation. I don't know how active they are anymore, but so much of that's been offloaded to satellites that it's probably hardly ever used anymore. But I see phone patches that tie the telephone line into the radio equipment occasionally still for sale, and they go dirt cheap. Nobody really wants the stuff anymore.
Right, right. You know, well, there's recorded, documented incidents of guys with these Army field phones talking to their parents back in the States with the Mara system. It worked. It was effective. And I never tried to make a phone call home myself because the location of the phones was about 3 miles from me, and there was never less than 10 guys standing there, and I made audio tapes and mailed them, and my parents made audio tapes and mailed them back to me. In fact, I still got a box of the audio tapes that I made that we're looking at maybe getting put onto CDs so my grandchildren can hear their grandpa when he was 20 years old.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah. I got a whole box of, I don't know, 15 or 20 of these tapes. Anyway, Tom... what we're doing is giving people a heads up that ham radio is still around. You no longer need to know the Morse code to get a license. That was a blockage for many people for many decades, but that's all history. It's no longer the case. It's simple. It's inexpensive. It's fun, and it works. Right, Tom?
Yes, all the above. That's true. And a lot of the new hams, they get involved and they hear the communications with Morse code going on, and they listen to it, and they start becoming curious about operating under those modes, and they start learning the code. And many of them, now they can learn it at their leisure. They don't have to do that to take the test, but maybe they want to later so they can take your time and pick it up slowly. Many of the new hams have picked it up, and they get on there, and I hear them. I've heard them on there. They're kind of starting off slow, and then they gain speed as they go, and they start using Morse code on the air. So there's no pressure on them to learn it quickly and be super proficient to get the license. They can do it at their own speed. So there's still quite a bit of interest in it. But it's not for everybody, that's for sure. But in the old days, you had to do it, and not so anymore.
There's also automated ways to send and receive Morse code, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, but I'll have to tell you, John, the old-timers like me, we can trip those things up real easy. They have the code readers, and, of course, they always had the keyboard things for years. You could just type it in, and it would send a code, and you could turn the speed way up. But I've never used any of that type of equipment. And you can tell when somebody's using something like that. And there's ways to, if you send a little bit different, they're easily, you can make the signals not be able to be read by those things if you know what to do. And it's and then noise and just things like that can trip them up. So it's best to just learn it. If you're going to do... you're going to use automated methods for Morse code, you're much better off to hook up the keyboards and all that and the data readers and all that and just use the other digital modes. It'd be a lot more efficient and faster.
That's good to know. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 4th day of June. Well, Tom, the year is almost half over, isn't it, sir?
It is. It's amazing how fast it goes.
It is amazing. And we don't know what's coming. We know the possibilities. We have China threatening the United States with nuclear weapons right now. China is threatening their neighbors in the Pacific Island, Pacific Rim, all nations, not just Taiwan, but they're threatening Australia and New Zealand and so forth with their power and their might. And of course, Russia is responding to the make-believe fantasy that they was messing with our elections, with which they weren't, but you don't want to poke the Russian bear and without expecting some kind of retaliation, do you?
That's for sure.
No, that's not smart, but that's where we are. So everything's on the table, and that's why we like to make sure people have the ability to communicate during a crisis. And we've had multiple crises in this country, hurricanes, and forest fires and flooding, where the local authorities couldn't talk to anybody, really. The police, the deputy sheriffs, the paramedics, the fire departments, and the ham radio people step up to the plate and have communications when nothing else works. We've seen that happen dozens of times, haven't we, Tom?
That's happened many times over the decades. It really has, and the ham operators have many times been the only way to communicate, the only source of communications. It's eased up a little bit, John, in recent years, though, with the satellite phones. I mean, they work quite well under all conditions, but if you don't have that, well, there's always ham radio.
That's right. That's right. Well, we encourage people to check out the ARRL.org website, the Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. Check it out. Consider if ham radio is a good fit for you, and if you think it is, everything you need to get started, including locating your local ham radio club, is right there, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and it's not real hard to do. Just give it a little bit of effort for a few weeks. I think on the average about 3 weeks of study, and I think you'd be able to pass that test and get in at the first level, a technician license, and then you could go on from there.
Absolutely. Well, no point in procrastinating. Just make your mind up to do it and just go ahead and do it. Right, Tom?
That's right. It's really not that
Absolutely.
Difficult.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being
Thanks,
with
John.
Us. I'll be back next week. We've got a top of the hour break. Right, Tom.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because